Welcome back to the Power Hour. Lynn Wood, I mentioned the last hour of the news with Kevin. Lynn Wood, you know, put that full page ad out in the Gateway Pundit, kind of going over one of these scenarios. He discussed also that he was getting a lot of death threats, but he didn't care because he's a Christian. And he specifically said, well, I got Psalm 91. And so I just wanted to read Psalm 91 here, or at least part of it. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. That's 91:10-11. I thought that was just very powerful, something to comfort you. These are biblical times. These are crossroad times. These are, I mean, as big as you want. The destiny of mankind is here. One of the people who's fought for this for quite a while, I met him, geez, it must have been 9 years ago, I think. Kelby Smith from His Advocates. He's the founder of HisAdvocates.org. He works to help people be free in a very powerful, legal, lawful way. And he's very insightful, and he's a great friend, and just a pleasure to always talk to him. Kelby, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Daniel, appreciate always being on. Thank you.
I don't know where this discussion will go, but let's just start it. You know, what do you make of where we are now? We'll just start there.
Well, it's kind of been forecasted, something we've always known. I actually thought President Trump was going to lose in 2016 because I already knew about the voter fraud, like a lot of people. And I couldn't believe that he won. I think that there was help there from branches within the military and different divisions of government. There's always white hats, is what they call them, people that work within the, you know, different branches, or even people that work at CNN. There's white hats there. I mean, as a matter of fact, Kevin O'Keefe, trying to remember the guy's name.
From Veritas, from Project Veritas, yeah.
Project Veritas, exactly. He, you know, listened to all the calls on CNN and recorded all of them because somebody gave him the private numbers, and the CEO of CNN laid out the plan to attack Trump and how they weren't going to report on certain things and they're going to report on certain things. So that's a powerful message to the youth today who believe that CNN or Fox or any of these news stations are actually telling the truth. There's a sliver of truth left in media, sliver. And so when I thought Trump was going to lose in 2016 and he won, I'm like, either that was a God thing or there was something serious at work on his behalf that was powerful. And there's ops always happening that we don't see, don't understand. I don't know if you remember, there was a CIA agent who was running from the police, and at all, the cops literally just opened up his door and shot him point blank. And that was probably 8 years ago. And it just, I'm like, why are cops shooting CIA officers unarmed with their hands up? And it just made me open my mind to a whole different level. There's internal operations happening against each other at all times within the FBI, within the CIA, within the DOD. There's, you know, just like that shootout, supposed shootout in Germany to collect the server from the CIA front, and the DOD and the CIA had a shootout, and five people died supposedly collecting the server that contained all the data for Dominion. So you asked me, where are we at? Well, the stories are so broad and so out there. You know, even the conspiracy theorists are going, man, this is really cool stuff. You know, it's like, and it's like all the conspiracy theorists are nodding their hats to everybody. See, I told you so. I mean, nobody even believed in a deep state until they started talking about it in like 2014, 15. It just, all this is coming to light. So if there is a deep state, what does that exactly mean? That means that there is a power structure of elitists in this world. You call them the Bilderbergs, call them the Committee of 300, call them the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, that have made the whole world the surety and the collateral and a debtor. And that's the basis for how they print money around the world, and now they have this next great thing to replace the New World Order, because that might be a little tainted from a name standpoint. So they're developing new names for everything and getting all the world leaders behind it. Joe Biden's behind it, and I got a bet out there. My bet is with my best friend, $1,200, and we've doubled it a couple times, that President Trump will remain in office, and by April he will have recognition. And then a caveat is that you will never hear from Joe Biden again. I think Joe Biden will be arrested. It'll be done silently, just like John McCain was, and he'll be executed for treason. And I think that there's a lot of people under the front of Operation Warp Speed in the months of December and January that are going to be picked up and put away someplace for military tribunals. Yesterday, day before, the top retired generals, McInerney and what's the other guy's name?
Flynn.
Flynn. And Trump's attorney are saying we need to go into martial law now because of cyber warfare. And because they're utilizing their assets nationwide, the people who are inside these operations to commit high level crimes, and then it goes to a judge, and the 3 hours of absolute laid out fraud before the Pennsylvania Senate, and with Rudy Giuliani heading that up, and. There's no doubt there's fraud. Then a judge says, that we're going to give this state to Donald Trump. Then the state overturns that and keeps it for Joe Biden. Now the Supreme Court is not going to hear it at this point. So because of cyber warfare, because of infiltration, because of all, China's involvement in the supposed purchase of Dominion for $400 million, that's a big rumor I got to substantiate 5 months ago, that China purchased Dominion. We got a war. We're at war.
Let me. And, you said a lot there. Let me back up. Let's ask. I'm glad we got you on. This is a really good analysis. Martial law. Lynn Wood, his attorney. Well, he's not officially his attorney, but he is his attorney. Lynn Wood basically called for martial law. What's your feeling about that?
I'm scared of it, and at the same time, if you trust the plan, which I don't, listen to me, Q followers out there, it's always been said, just trust the plan, trust the plan. No. We are at war, and to do nothing and wait on a military operation is not cool. I think the people need to rise up and do what they've done in other countries, go into the offices. And look, I'm not trying to incite violence, but they're inciting violence against us at this point. They're keeping us from eating. They're killing our elderly. They're threatening us with every kind of tyranny possible. I think we need to go into the offices of where they are and grab them and bring them to the first trash can and throw them in it and put the cover on it. And I think we need to make a stand nationally in every one of these states that are doing the oppression with the masks and doing the oppression with social distancing and telling people you need to narc your neighbors off. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. Because the stats and the data say differently. It says what they are delivering regarding COVID is a full-on lie. And so the people first need knowledge. They need education. And you can't get knowledge and education when they're stripping it off the internet. They're stripping it off social media. And they're stripping it off Facebook. And you can't get it. And so, like what we do at hisadvocates.tv, it's a plug for us, but it's a plug for the people, because we take those videos that they take from the internet and we post them immediately to hisadvocates.tv to preserve it. And we have it on a RAID server. So if it goes down, we're back up. We just move the DNS. But the point being is we're trying to preserve the integrity of truth through media like you. And it's not easy right now. So when you have this level of cyber warfare where they've become instead of just a medium for information, but they're actually, they're actually
They're not reporting
the
news. They're not reporting the news. They are the news.
Right, and it's very much a dictatorial news process. You know, they're telling you one side. It was funny when I was in Mexico recently, and they're all for Biden. They don't know. You know, they don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising because the president of Mexico is with, I'm pretty sure he's with Trump.
It doesn't matter who he's with. It's what the people think.
I know, that's interesting.
The marketing and the advertising. But the Mexicans in America are predominantly now swinged over to Trump from the Democratic Party because they're seeing the moves that are being done by the Democrats. They're smart enough, oh my gosh, to see what's going on in all the Democratic states. And these predominantly Mexican or immigrated counties are now swung over to Trump. But they didn't pick those counties to do the fraud in. But I'm going to guess that there's fraud in all 50 states, but predominantly in their strongholds in 5-plus, 6-plus, 7-plus states. But the sad thing is, what's going to happen in 2024? The level of cyber warfare that's happening right now, if martial law does not take place, or they button up and make fair news again, and I'm not saying pro-Trump news, I'm just saying make it fair. Make these people pay for what the crimes that they have done. Arrest the people that need to be arrested. Dan, on my show, I started a foundation called healthcoverageFoundation.org. We're a self-supporting ministry that's privately going to be funding operations to go find the 450,000 children that go missing in America every year.
Ooh, I love that.
I'm fed up with hearing about missing kids, and nobody's doing anything about it. Very few people are doing anything about it. It's a total cover-up. But 15, now listen, I found on the CDC website, for your audience, listen to me right now. I know where on the CDC website, and I'll give you the link after the show so you can post it, Dan, where it flat out says only 6% of all the deaths that they're reporting are due to COVID alone. It's a comorbidity that they're talking about in all these deaths. They're dying of cancer. They're dying of heart disease. They're dying of whatever. And they are being paid. Listen, everybody, audience, they're being paid to say that it was due to COVID if they put COVID on the death.
Big money, too. Not little money. These hospitals are getting $30,000 a piece. I mean, you don't think they have a vested interest putting COVID on that death certificate?
That $30,000 is for the thing that kills them, which is the breathing machine or whatever it is. But the other one is, I believe, is $75,000 for the death certificate.
Depends on the state. Yeah, depends on the state, but yes.
Yeah. So I'm looking at all of this going, okay, so you asked me about martial law. I would have to say, the only way that the Patriots are not going to rise up and go in and kick some serious booty is if we don't go into martial law. Then the Patriots will have to do it themselves. If you go into martial law and you show that you're not forcing, within a week or two, it's going to get out if they're forcing vaccinations. And that's the thing that worries me. Is Operation Warp Speed. Hopefully it is a cover. Hopefully he is the. I don't know. Did you hear Kaylee, his White House press secretary, last week say that they're going to be distributing the first vaccinations? And this was her words. I swear to you, I about dropped my jaw because President Trump is bypassing FDA because he personally produced these vaccines. So Operation, and the words were different, but it was President Trump's investment or production of these vaccines that are going out first. And what happened? The stock market rallied, went through the roof. People just want a year. I'm going to be vaccinated. I'm going to be better. And I'm going to be protected. Ridiculous.
I can hopefully, let me interject on that, and I can tell you,
yeah.
I don't know if it's true or not, just to add a little intrigue to what you just said. I don't know if it's true or not, but I've been told that Donald Trump is not pro-vaccine, but he's also caught between a rock and a hard spot. And Big Pharma is no joke. And that he wants to, yes, he wants to get out a watered down version of the vaccine that's not going to hurt people as bad as others. And he wants to get it out. I've heard that. I don't know if that's true or not.
One of the things that we can look to maybe potentially think about it or verify or validate that statement is hydroxychloroquine. When I was in Mexico over the weekend, hydroxychloroquine, which used to be $6 in the United States, was $90 in Mexico, like hard to come by.
Really?
So, yeah. So I went into like multiple different, I'm like, why? It was $6 a year ago. And he said, it's on demand now. Everybody wants it. I'm like, is that it? It's just on demand. So you go up 20-fold on your pricing? Really? And I said, I've never heard of that. And so it could be, and who knows, but it could be that that is being utilized in the vaccination. And remember something, if they're not forced vaccines, who cares?
Well, that's the way I feel. If people want a vaccine, I mean, if they get damaged, they get damaged. That's sad. But the bigger threat is the force. We're going to run out of time, and you are doing a fantastic job. But let's go back to some of the other things you said. You mentioned McInerney. You mentioned the rumors about a firefight involving the servers. Colonel McInerney, just so everybody understands, before the election on Dave Janda's show, a couple others, he flat out laid it out about scorecard and
hammer
and scorecard. He laid it out. He says they're using hammer and scorecard. They're going to use it. This is what they're going to do. He laid it out, and then that's exactly what they did. He now says that to go along the backup what Kelby just brought up. There was a firefight. I mean, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. This is what he is claiming. There is a firefight in Frankfurt, Germany, on American soil at a consulate building. So when they say, oh, no votes ever left America, they can, I guess, technically say that. They went to a consulate in Germany. Four military people lost their lives. One CIA, supposedly. Five people died. They supposedly captured. I mean, that's where it gets tricky from there. But at least that part is solid from pretty reliable sources. They took the servers out of Frankfurt, Germany. Just so that's where Kelby's getting is. He's not pulling this out of the air. Anyway, I wanted to back you up on that.
Thank you, brother.
There's a debate.
Feels so much better.
Well, you're welcome. What are friends for? There's a debate, and I believe this. I've had people very close to the president tell me this straight up. There's a debate about how do you get the information out to the American people? I mean, obviously, people who listen to you, who listen to the Power Hour, they're pretty awake and they understand this or get this concept. But most of America doesn't. How do you get America to the point where they're clamoring for, hey, you need to do something? So there's a debate of how you can see the information's been leaking out, dripping out, time's ticking. I'm getting a little impatient. I think of, America's on the edge here. Do you see that dynamic? And two, do you think we've reached a tipping point where America would even be ready for Donald Trump to say, you know what, we're doing martial law, we're redoing the whole election?
Well, I thought martial law was going to take place a long time ago when some of the stuff started rolling out. But you got to remember, we have 220,000 people that are under a sealed indictment on pacer.gov. And 4 years ago, there was 5,000. So when you have 220,000 people on pacer.gov under sealed indictments, that means there's been attorney generals that around the country, state and federal, that have indicted somebody for something. So you got to look at follow the arrests and follow what's been going on in the last 4 or 5 years. 6,000 plus pedophilia rings have been brought down under Trump. That is a huge statement and verifiable statement. There was operations where on both the East Coast and West Coast, they had ships brought in supposedly for COVID. There was rescue operations supposedly with kids being brought up from dumps, deep underground military bases, or off of, off the reservation, off our continent, from wherever to be brought back. And look, all you have to do is go and to source news. You just to go and backtrack and find people who could have plausibly had somebody inside at the operation. It's going to sound crazy to you, but there were Twitter feeds that I was reading from porno stars that were forwarded to me where their friends that they had not seen for years were coming back out of these dumps, and they were reporting on the fact that their firsthand friends are telling them that they're in a horrific state because they've been abused so bad for the last several years, but they've been missing. They just thought they fell off the deep end, went into drugs, died, whatever. And so there is, listen, just go to research on Google, FBI missing persons list. Go to the FBI website. In 2019, 453,000 children under the age of 18 are gone, just gone. That, why is that not being discussed? Why is that not the forefront of why the schools should be shut down until we can figure out what's going on with these kids? It's because there's something so nefarious, so big, so evil, that this truly has become a light and dark issue in the days. And we are in the beginning days, not in the end days. We're in the beginning days of seeing a biblical transformation from dark to light. And I think that there's no way that darkness wins. There's only a period of time in which a few people that don't get their crap in order and come into proper jurisdiction under God and under as what's known as a state citizen that are going to be holding themselves out there and worrying about these states that are going to be turning into individual sovereign territories, in my opinion, and trying to pull away from America so that they can run their operations privately.
There's the music. There's the break. We're with Kelby Smith, hisadvocates.org, hisadvocates.org. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour. More on the other side.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com.
That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
These are the times that try men's souls. And see where you are and see where you're right with yourself, with your maker, with your family, with your community, with your nation, with your the universe that we live in here. And the universe is on truth's side. The universe is on the dominion of our creator. The unalienable rights that we've been given. They're inseparably connected in a political way to really the throne of our God, all the way down to the state houses. The United States of America is mandated and blessed and sealed with the Declaration of Independence. There's no country in the world like it. There's nobody's done anything close. It is a miracle beyond miracles. It is the most important thing that any country has ever produced, politically. And, we cannot let it go. Your life, ladies and gentlemen, is not worth as much as the Declaration of Independence. Your physical life. Everybody who is listening to this broadcast, your life is not worth as much. Our lives are not worth as much as the Declaration of Independence. And when we realize that and we come to the question, do you want to be free or not? That is where it begins. That's where it starts. And that's where we are. Don't forget the Power Mall, independent media, independent thought, to be able to say these things, to be able to have guests like Kelby. Do you think it's easy? It's not. Kelby talked a little bit about some of the things he's doing and the ways he's going. We're doing things to ensure our future and to work with you guys. Please sign up for the newsletter so we can stay in touch with you. This isn't just ad campaigns or we're trying to extract money from you. I'm telling you flat out, we are under attack. Independent thought is under attack. And for their plans to succeed, it must stop. But we will not stop if you won't stop. So thank you for buying from the good guys. Buy from the good guys, will you please? At thepowermall.com. We got quercetin zinc, of course, a new product from Dr. Group. Many of the other great products. Robert Redfern's on sale. Also, Strauss Naturals, the bladder is now in. The natural diuretic, the Strauss products are unbelievable. First rate. And many more. The buy one, get one free on REM sleep and Tranquil, among other things. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your donations. You're welcome for what we do. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. ThePowerMall.com is a big part of that. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Kelby Smith, the founder, director of his advocates, hisadvocates.org if you want to check this out. A very important website, very important work we've done for, you know, the better part of a decade now. I think he's been really involved in this. And who you are and being able to stand and flee from Babylon and to stand, use the Declaration of Independence, use the sacrifice of our founding fathers to secure your birthright. That's what Kelby is all about. If you, if I was going to put it in a very simple terms, that's what I would do. Kelby, I definitely want to get what you're doing at His Advocates. I'm just going to ask you an open-ended question again as we, this last segment. Where do you want to go in this conversation? What do you think is most important for people to understand right now?
So there is a world power structure in Mexico this last weekend, literally to the T, the social distancing, the little circle signs on the streets, the signs in the doorway, the plexiglass between people and the workers, the mask policies, the you know, spraying of your hands, the when you walk in a restaurant, it's okay to walk in the restaurant but with a mask, but the second you sit down you can take it off because germs don't live by tables. The worldwide policy is in effect, and it's not a national. So I want you to just sit and think about what I'm about to say. There is a world power structure that was able to shut down the world and develop policies in every location around the world and scare people enough to start committing treason against their oath of offices, especially in this nation, to where people are being told to stay at home, to not go out for Thanksgiving. Radio shows are announcing that by you staying home for Thanksgiving, some of your relatives will be able to make it through till Christmas, even though the death rate of COVID is less than the death rate of flu. We have an issue, a systemic, worldwide, global issue where they are trying to bring in the new world order and shut down exactly what Daniel was saying, the free thought, the ability to stand and own land, the ability to have gold or silver in your pocket. They are trying to close us down. Foreclosing on the United States is the last thing that they have to do. The rest of the world, for the most part, is being compliant good boys. This country is who everybody is looking to. President Trump is who everybody in the world is looking to stop the structure. Germany is fighting hard. There have water cannons going. The Germany Parliament set the Constitution aside as if that can take their God-given unalienable rights. The Constitution of every country in this world is not to give us our rights. Our rights come from God. It's to restrain the government. So you might set them aside, but we're still coming, guys. You cannot stop doing what you're doing. You're still going to hang from the nooses. You're going to have to hide. Just like Revelation 6 says, they are going to hide in the cracks of the mountains for fear of judgment. Judgment Ooh. From us, judgment from God. Generals, the rich, the powerful, the elite, the presidents, the country leaders, you are all going to hide, and we're going to crush you for what you are doing to the people in this world. You are sick, you are disgusting, and you will pay. If you're not going to pay from somebody like me, you're going to pay from God. And you cannot get away with this. That's the message. People need to stand up and do something. Holding a flag on a corner is great, but there has to be next level stuff because they are violating the law in every state of this nation to procure a little bit of our freedom away from us every single day. And we are not doing anything about it. It has to
wow.
stop. And
That was beautiful. Okay, so Grandma Jones sitting at home. What should Grandma Jones, or what should she consider doing right now, in your estimation?
Grandma Jones, she's got a finger and she's got a phone. I don't know. You know, the reality is, that's probably the same question everybody is going to be asking. What can I do? How do I do something without committing violence? How can I make a change without tyranny? How do I? But then, Daniel, they're breaking laws. They're hurting us. They're making us sicker. Vitamin D is one of the best things. Heat is one of the best combatants against COVID-19. But let's shut the beaches down. Exercise, building your immune system, taking vitamin D from the sun, all these things are being taken from us. They want us to die, Daniel. At what point do we say, no, thank you. I'm sorry, enough is enough.
Well, I always...
And we're the...
You go ahead. I'm sorry. Well, I you immediately made me think of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, you know, Gulag Archipelago. He says, oh, how we burned in the camps later. You know, you'll kind of, dude, be a little time traveler here, ladies and gentlemen. You're pretty convinced, or I think you are, that these plans that we've been talking about, that somebody's really trying to do it. I mean, it's pretty obvious. I mean, they're talking about it now.
They're trying to kill us.
Yes, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Right. So now put yourself 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 20 years from now, and look back. If you sit there, where are you going to be? You're going to be just like Alexander. You're going to be sitting in the gulag, or most of your family's dead, and you're going to be like, my God, if I'd only in 2020 called everybody I know and told them to call their congressman and scream about this issue, Donald Trump won the election. Not that Donald Trump is our savior. It's not. This is the flashpoint, though, ladies and gentlemen. He is the lightning rod. And so, you know, think about that. That you want a very sobering self discussion. Have that discussion with yourself. It's pretty powerful. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so, excuse me. So we have a choice. We're at a precipice. You know, and you talked about the looking glass or the time traveler thing, where you look 10 years forward. Daniel, they already have. The chambers, they already have the FEMA camps, they already have the dumps, they already have it all in place. They already shut down a lot of the Walmarts, the intake centers. They've already put facial recognition. The plans of these nefarious guys are unreal. What they want to do is unreal. The people that aren't lining up, they make them disappear. The people that are lining up, they make them do dastardly things to cover up their sin. And that's where we're at. You know, I watched a video one time of a guy talking about he was one of 8,000 people that worked for the Committee of 300, and he talked about how they did enforcement. And he said, we have every single senator and congressman in the United States, period. And he laid it out, how they did it. It was a suggestion, a bribe, getting him on camera with a little boy, little girl, with cheating on his wife. Bribe him. If none of that works because he's a goody-two-shoe, then they get him another way. And they start doing... threats, and then they threaten him, they threaten his family, and then they do something to him. Do you remember the Speaker of the House, what's his name, showing up on a train bruised from head to toe? God, what was that guy's name?
No,
4 weeks ago? He was one of the most powerful leaders in the Senate. His hands and his face were all bruised up. Like, he just got the... They gave a message to all of Congress through that guy. This is where we're at. The level of threatening against a United States House of Representative or Senator, the level of where we're at in this nation, we have to figure out everything. It has to go back to the oath. This is why it's all a light and dark issue. This is why we have an oath. Either you're going to be it for it, or you're going to get hung because you're against it. And so there's lot of federal judges, a lot of state judges. They're all going to be hanging.
We need. We need to tap into our divine reservoir here. We need to tap into the throne of God here. I mean, it goes without saying, whether I ever bring it up or a guest, prayer is like number one, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, we need to be praying and begging. But just like George Washington, we still need to cross the Delaware. You know, the miracles will happen, but we need to cross that Delaware. Doesn't matter if other people didn't show up. The ice is double thick than you thought it would. We got to cross the Delaware. We have to do it. We got about 12 minutes. So I want to talk about your work. I want wherever you want to go. Go wherever you want.
Well, first I want to talk about the things that everybody's worried about. what is the major thing we're worried about? We're worried about our sovereignty being taken from us as a nation. We're worried about being vaccinated. We're worried about whether Trump is actually in Operation Warp Speed, is actually for the people or is it against them. I'm worried about the same things, guys. There's no doubt. And I just got an article sent to me. The United Kingdom approves Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine in a first. So they're the first in the West. In Britain, they gave an emergency authorization Wednesday to Pfizer. So that means people are going to be running to go get this shot. Now, what we need to find out in the next, that's what we're going to find out. Are people dying? Are they feeling sick? How is that information going to be disbanded? We're going to have people, all I got to say is if you're a patriot, start taking print screens of everything that you see on the internet.
Amen.
And then save them to an offline drive. Save them to an offline drive. I took down, listen to me, Daniel. I have a double firewall and a VPN, and I downloaded everything that was on Wikipedia pertaining to, Hillary stuff. Boom, gone. Just one day, gone. Off of Dropbox and off of a local drive that was sitting there on the internet. I'm a firm believer that they have the ability to do that worldwide, to make information disappear. So if you guys are seeing stuff that's important, print screen it. Save it to an offline drive. Very important that. And you know what? This they will, just like the New Jersey. Did you hear about the New Jersey governor?
What about him? I heard a lot of things. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Dude, he was out to dinner with his wife, and these girls walked up and said, "Hey, I hope you're having a good time," and then started F-bombing him. F and piece of ass, just
wow.
Lighting this governor up. It's just like you said, they will not be able to show their faces. And so it goes back to, so how did Trump get the sword in Saudi Arabia? How did he get such recognition from every country and they lay down and given them anything he wants? And it's my personal opinion, Trump attacked and got control of NSA. He went. His first stop after he won was the CIA, just to let him know, I'm the commander, whether you think so or not, and this is what's going to go down, and congratulations, and thank you, and try to rile up a few guys on his side. But he took control of the NSA. He created files on and dossiers on everything and everybody and all of their sin against the people, against children, whatever. And it said that when he went to Saudi Arabia first, this is the dossiers that he delivered. And he basically said, this is what I want. And he literally took the sword. He was literally considered the highest authority on the land in Saudi Arabia. And you can see the king standing next to him with his head down, depressed, like he was defaced in front of all of his people. Because he was no longer king. Donald Trump was king. Why is that? Then what happened? One of the main princes of Saudi Arabia and a bunch of arrests started being made, and they were turning over all their people because he knew. He basically told them, this is what's going to happen if you don't give me exactly what I need. And he's been doing this around the world. He went to 20 countries in short order, and he's bringing them the dossiers, and he's saying, this is what we got, this is what's going to happen, and boom, they concede, give him everything that he needs.
Do you think he'll win? Do you think he's going to win?
100%. 100% Trump remains in office, period. 100%. There's no doubt he's going to win. There's no doubt. And if, being the fact that we have true cyber warfare happening, that's every reason for him to claim martial law and have the Supreme Court review everything in the voting and have a another 4 years. Absolutely. And you're going to see, you're not going to see the planes. You're not going to see the arrest. You're not going to see anything like that. What you're going to see is big name faces disappearing. Let me tell you one thing, Daniel. I did a little bit of research myself on this. Just the other night, for kicks and giggles, if you want to, because remember, Tom Hanks was supposedly arrested. Tom Hanks supposedly moved to Greece and got another citizenship, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, the very last post Tom Hanks has done on Twitter and on Facebook is April or May, one of the two, 22nd. It's been 6 months. star whose sole income relies on people's desire to like him not post anything on all of his social media in 6 months?
Good question.
Yeah, I called him the question.
I didn't know that. That's a really good question.
Yeah, you look it up. It's creepy.
You know, you got some connections up there in Hollywood in California. I mean, what's kind of the sentiment there? Are people who are very liberal, are they like, wait a minute, they really do want to kill everybody? I'm starting to, I don't want this. Or are they like, kill Trump, I hate Trump, or what's going on?
So you're talking about a friend that I have that's, he's a director, producer, but he's currently directing Chicago Med. So predominantly, Hollywood is shut down still. Predominantly, there's projects here and there, and they have to be buttoned up. So he went on his first project to do 2 episodes, which takes about 2 months, of Chicago Med. And I've had a few conversations with him, but we don't talk about that kind of stuff over the phone. We basically wait till we get together. We get some golf going, and that's what we chime in on. But he says it's changed. The mood, the morale, the attitude, it's changed. And but he also expressed to me fear in COVID, and I think I've straightened him out in that regard. So who knows what – I can't even tell you because, you know, I haven't had that firsthand material fact conversation at this point. You know
But something is changed. The winds are changing a little. Something is blowing.
Oh, bro, they're shut down. They're shut down. There's very few, you know, it's the operations that are open are like Netflix and their original productions. The operations that are open.
Well, is it all going that way? Is Hollywood basically going to be sucked up by streaming, internet streaming?
I don't. Well, look at it this way. If they have what they want, we're all going to be not out of our house until we get vaccinated with the God gene. Have you heard about the God gene yet?
Oh my God! Yes. Go briefly talk about it. I'm
so.
Go ahead.
This is not a fable. There is a video out there with Bill Gates, but it's not real. And then the one I'm about to tell you is real. It's the Pentagon video that was released. They were recording the communications between a few people in a conference room about the fact that they had developed a virus that deals with the God gene. And it takes away their zealot nature to serve God. That's a fact. And it's been substantiated by multiple doctors. And look, if you want to see this, you got to go to hisadvocates.tv. We preserve on hisadvocates.tv all the videos that are taken down. We have people that are loading them up there every day. And so you can go and look at censored videos, and we place the videos that are censored on YouTube and Facebook onto there. So we keep these doctors that are attesting to a different fact regarding COVID, these nurses and so on. But there was a doctor, a lady that came out and said, this is all she's done. All she's done is worked on vaccines. And this particular run by Moderna, by Pfizer, by all these, she says it's different. She says it includes RNA and DNA that can alter. And she even talks about the God gene. And it blew my mind. So you have a doctor willing to put her neck out and then talk about it from the vaccination standpoint. So here, guys, they've been introducing this to the Middle East now for a period of time, substantiated by nothing's really substantiated because any video can be faked or made. But when enough people are saying the same thing, you have to give us some credibility. Whether it's a 10 out of 10 or a 9 out of 10, I'm gonna say we're at a 9.8 on this one because of being real. Too many firsthand material fact witnesses are saying so. And so, imagine, if you will, this vaccination now comes down and. Here's the scariest thing, and this lady, this doctor, substantiated this. There's an enzyme that will glow when they inject you with the shot. The enzyme, Daniel, is called Luciferase, A-S-S-E. Yes. Luciferase. They want to inject you with something called Luciferase that will illuminate on your skin to see that you've received the mark. The COVID certificate of vaccination identification 19, And then and only then will you be allowed out or able to purchase food or able to mix with other people. And your wrists will glow or your forehead will glow per the word of God. Oh, my gosh. That is unreal.
We got 2 minutes before the end of the, this has been a fantastic interview. Ladies and gentlemen, he didn't get into some of the detailed stuff he does at His Advocate. It is fantastic. State citizenship, knowing who you are, your rights. Not being a corporate shill or a corporate surety for a debt that you don't want anything to do with. Please check him out. I highly encourage you. You can get in contact with him and go through processes. And there's so many different avenues or different things he's doing. I can't even mention them all. Check it out, hisadvocates.org. Kelby, we got literally like less than a minute. Last thing that you want to say, what's the next 6 months going to look like? Anything. What do you want to tell us? Last minute.
Just get your papers in order. We can help. We can help you with what's known as a State of the Union citizen. That is the true American. Currently, you're a United States citizen. That means you're an employee of the corporation. And to serve as an employee of the corporation, you got to follow the statute, codes, and the ordinances and the precepts of a president or the precepts of a governor. If you don't, you're in trouble, like forced vaccinations and these various different things. So you can have the opportunity to come out of that structural system, and they can't touch you legally with a 10-foot pole. Thank you, Daniel.
Unbelievable. Stay right there, Kelb. Ladies and gentlemen, great guests. Jeffrey Daugherty. Jeffrey Daugherty is going to be here. Somebody from the New American, editor from the New American tomorrow. Also, I will be here, Uncle Kevin. Ladies and gentlemen, I really want you happy, healthy, successful, and free. That's what I want. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.